This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Hello, everybody. This is your host of Green Talks, Zoe Gabrielson. I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. For our regular listeners and new guests, we are listening to Green Talks, which is a show about the sustainability initiatives that are happening on campus, many of which were funded by the Environmental Stewardship Fee, which is a $4 fee paid by all students to support sustainability initiatives. Today, I'm talking to Joanna. She's going to tell us about Recycling Week and some of the cool things that are going on around campus. If you guys listen to some of our episodes about Pass on Plastics or... were you on the show for other stuff?
Last year.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys will probably remember her. She's a frequent guest. But, you know, in case they don't know who you are, can you give us a quick introduction?
Sure. So thanks, Zoe, for having me back. I always love coming and talking on Green Talks. Like she said, my name is Joanna Ashford. I'm the recycling coordinator here at the university. So I manage waste reduction and recycling on campus with athletics and also at the hospital. So it is a big task, but I love it. Every day is different, and it's always fun and exciting on campus because you're always looking at new ways of looking at waste and how to manage waste and also how to reduce it. So it's a very fun job.
Cool. So we're going to talk about more aspects of reducing waste and why it's important later on in the episode. But what you're here to talk about today is Recycling Week. Can you tell us kind of what's going on this week and what the goal of it is?
Sure. So this Thursday is America Recycles Day. It's an annual celebration for recycling. And this year, they are looking at not only encouraging the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, but also the repurchasing or purchasing of content with recycled content to it. So this is the fourth year that the university is celebrating America Recycles Day. And so we are just trying to get out there, get everybody excited about recycling, get everybody thinking about recycling, having conversations about what's recyclable, why it's important to recycle, and then answering any questions that students might have.
Awesome. Well, I have some questions prepared that students might have. First of all, you said that this event has been happening for 4 years on UK's campus. What's some of the general history overall of this event and kind of how it got started?
Yeah, so this is, like I said, America Recycles Day. It's celebrated throughout America. And so it is a program hosted by Keep America Beautiful. Keep America Beautiful usually targets litter. For some of you older listeners out there, you might remember the commercial of the Indian crying over litter. That was Keep America Beautiful. And so they have continued. They provide grants and do education and outreach around litter and then also recycling. So their big event is always November 15th for America Recycles Day. This year, what their goal is to one day to educate, one day to motivate, and then one day to make recycling bigger and better. And so we are trying to not just make it one day, but kind of spread it out and celebrate throughout the entire month. Make it bigger, better, educate, motivate, and really get people excited about recycling. Recycling can be a really powerful thing that students can be a part of.
Okay, awesome. So what are some of the events that are happening on UK's campus that people can watch out for?
Sure. So we did something new this year. As we've talked about in the past, I think, we've been recycling at the tailgate lot, and UK Athletics has a really cool promotion outside the stadium where fans can come outside and they can stand and be the Y of Kentucky. They have these large letters. And so when I saw that, I was like, wow, we could do that for recycling and have recycling, these giant letters that spell out recycle, and have students stand up and be the Y. And so then that kind of started this hashtag of Why Recycle. Recycling has been in the news a lot lately. As some of you may know, China is no longer accepting a lot of our material. And because of that, it's caused some issues here on the state side with some of the recycling being inundated, and we've had to clean up our streams. And so I know there's been, you know, conversations about some recycling centers taking things to the landfill. And we always want to say that we are very committed to recycling here at UK. And we try very, very hard to never send any of our recycling to the landfill. So we want to try and challenge the students to say, why do you recycle? Why is recycling important to you? So you can keep a lookout for us on campus. Yesterday, we were over at Ag North in Garrigus. Today, I just got done at the student center. And then tomorrow, we'll be at Whitehall. And Thursday, we'll be at the 90. We will have these obnoxiously huge cardboard letters that spell out recycle, but you'll notice that the Y is missing. And so we're hoping that students stand up, be the Y in recycle, take pictures, be interactive with us, and then also take the pledge. We want students to pledge to recycle on campus. Not only to recycle as much as they can, but to recycle properly. We always talk about wish cycling, and I am guilty of it too. I always hope and dream that, well, maybe if I put it in my recycling bin, it'll magically just get recycled, and that's not always the case. Actually, that's never the case here in Lexington. So we're also trying to, once again, have those conversations to say, here's what's recyclable. Here's where it goes to. Here's why some items aren't recyclable here. So that we have a good, clean recycling stream that we can send to the Lexington Recycling Center.
Okay, cool. So that kind of leads into one of my next questions, which is, what is one thing that a lot of people don't know about recycling? I know that a few weeks ago, I attended the event at the Greg Page Apartments, which you are a part of.
They're our sustainability festival.
Yeah, and we got to do some programming with kids where we asked them to determine which things they could put in the recycling and which things they couldn't. And what I realized that even a lot of the adults that were there didn't know, because the recycling, the stuff you can put in the recycling, it varies from place to place, correct?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So what are some things that people might not know about that you can recycle or that you can't recycle?
So on campus, we have a program called the all-in-one recycling containers, or the blue containers. And that is for what we call general recycling, the recycling that's going to go to the Lexington Recycling Center. So in those containers, we can accept pretty much all paper, paper mail, paper envelopes, any non-laminated paper, all of your cardboard, aluminum cans, steel cans, glass bottles and jars, and then plastics is always the interesting one and always the one that gets everybody tripped up is plastic bottles and jugs. That's the only type of plastic that we can recycle in our all-in-one container. So what we say is anything that forms a neck and has a screw-on lid. So that's going to be your 2-liter bottles, your water bottles, your milk jugs, your laundry detergent, shampoo bottles, any of those. Any plastic cups, that's not going to fall into that mold. And so that can't be recycled in our all-in-ones. Cups, plastic lids, your strawberry containers, your to-go container, none of that's going to be recyclable. And that's always the question that I get is, what about cups? What about cups? No cups are recyclable here in Lexington, just plastic bottles and jugs.
So kind of what you're saying, and it sounds like you're talking about earlier with the wishful recycling, is as much as somebody might want for something to be able to be recycled, it can actually have an adverse impact if they put it in the recycling and it's not supposed to be, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually get contamination or violations at the recycling center if we send too many items to the recycling center that is not recyclable. So wish cycling has an impact on our program here on campus because we're sending items to the recycling center that they deem as trash. And trash is going to be anything that they don't have a market for. If they can't sell that product, if they can't repurpose that product, then that has to be trash. And so it's better to go ahead and put it in the trash can here than sending it to the recycling center and then having us get potentially a violation on that side. So as much as I would love to say, put your yogurt cups in the recycling bin or put your frozen meal containers, unfortunately, I can't because that's not recyclable right now.
So what are some of the creative uses of recycling that you've seen?
Well, so I think the city of Lexington sends their recycling products to quite a few different places, and a lot of them are here in Kentucky, which is really cool to kind of know that our recycling is staying local. One of the largest recycling centers for aluminum is actually just down the road in Berea. It's called Novellus, and so they recycle all of our aluminum cans. And what's cool about the aluminum can is there's not a lot of waste byproduct to it. For the most part, an aluminum can be recycled into another aluminum can. That's not always the case for some of our plastics and glass, and definitely not paper and cardboard, but aluminum it is. So I always tell people, if you have a choice of a plastic bottle or an aluminum can, always go with the aluminum can. It's creating jobs here in Kentucky. It's staying local. And if you recycle an aluminum can today on campus, within 60 days, it's back on the shelf with more product in it as an aluminum can. So the cans always tell the fun stories.
Yeah, that was something that I actually found out this summer because I worked for a beverage company. I was doing research on some of the sustainability of different packaging. And I learned that, kind of contrary to my popular belief, you know, you see cans on the side of the road and think, oh, that must be bad. But with them being lighter, being transported larger distances, the carbon emissions can be less.
Absolutely.
And they're pretty much infinitely recyclable. Whereas, like you said, a lot of the like colored glass and the PET bottles, which is those 20 ounce that you're probably getting at the gas station.
Right.
They are not necessarily the best for the planet. So keep an eye out for that. That's a good tip for listeners.
Yeah, and our plastic bottles don't become new plastic bottles. They do get recycled, and most of the time they get recycled as plastic strapping that we use for like shipments. So it's getting a second use, and it's not sitting in a landfill, but it is not becoming another plastic bottle. The milk jugs, I think the milk jug stories are pretty cool. It goes to Somerset, to a place called Playmart, and it actually becomes like playgrounds and like benches. In like playgrounds that you see. So once again, doesn't become a new milk jug, but still pretty cool that some of our new playgrounds that we have, and once again, just being built just down the road in Somerset, is using our recycled plastic milk jugs.
Yeah, that's great. Our listeners might remember from last week when we talked to some folks from the Haiti Orphanage Project that they were able to create that project using materials that were recycled. So it seems like recycled materials have a big impact in not just recycling, but also reusing. So we've talked a little bit about what the environmental, what you're doing to help with recycling, but why are we doing it? What's the environmental consequences about recycling, or what are some of the environmental consequences that could happen if people don't recycle?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. So I always try and have people look at recycling as a resource. These are things, objects that we can give new life to, instead of just sending it to the landfill. If something gets thrown away, it just goes to a landfill and it sits. There is no breaking down. There is no, we see compaction, but we don't see any biodegrading or composting. That doesn't happen at the landfill. The goal of the landfill, landfills have bottom liners to hold in the material. And then once it reaches a certain altitude, then it has a cap. And that cap is to ensure that anything that's in that landfill stays there. And so obviously liners are not always perfect, and so we do have issues there, but we're not giving new life to that material. It's just sitting there stagnant. And so we don't want to see that. We also know that landfills are not forever. We do see that landfills continue to grow in certain areas, but landfills have a certain lifespan, if you will, and that lifespan is not forever. And so at some point, we are going to have to come up with better solutions of how we manage our waste than just digging a hole and putting it in there. But I do recognize that we do have landfills are a necessity right now. We are not at a place where we can get away from them, but I think we just need to be wise when we do use them. The other thing is, and we talked about this last time we were in here, was plastics we are finding more and more in the ocean. Plastics are lightweight. They can be easily littered, easily left out of bags or dropped out of trucks. And so when that happens, that's going to get picked up by stormwater and taken to the nearest stream, river, creek, and then eventually makes its way out to the ocean. And studies have been done more and more to look at microplastics, which is the very smaller molecular size of those plastics. And what they're finding, and this has been recent, is plastic, when there was a study done where they put plastic in water to see how soon do we see microplastics showing up in the water. You know, we know that plastics take hundreds of years, if not thousands, in landfills to break down. So what's happening in the water? And ironically enough, we're finding that microplastics are showing up within 8 weeks of plastic making it into the water, which was astounding to me when I read that and I heard about that. So we are seeing microplastics form very quickly when plastics reach the water. And it's just, we're not being good stewards of the earth that we have. We're not taking care of what we have. So if there's a better way to handle our waste and manage our waste that gives those items a second use, keeps it out of the landfill and keeps it out of our water, I think it's a win-win situation for all of us.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take a short break and then we're going to come back to talking more about recycling. We are back. We've been talking to Joanna Ashford from UK Recycling, and she's been telling us a little bit more about Recycling Week here on campus and some of the impacts that recycling can have. And so a lot of our listeners are students. I was wondering if you could tell us more about how students can prioritize recycling. You talked about where people can recycle on campus, but if you're somebody like me who lives in maybe an off-campus housing complex where recycling is not offered, what should students do?
Yeah, that's a great question. And before I worked here at the university, I worked with apartment complexes and businesses and trying to start recycling programs. And so I think that as a student, you have a voice. And so that voice, you can go to your apartment manager and request these things. Now, they're going to be bound by whether the city allows that to happen or not. But I think the more that we start talking about it and the more that we start saying that this is a priority, this is something that I want to see, especially as you're looking for apartments, maybe that's part of your questioning, not just how many rooms and how many, you know, square foot is the apartment space, but do you have recycling available on site? If you don't, there are a few options for you. I do know the recycling center itself has what we call roll-offs. They're just basically large size dumpsters where you can dump your recycling there on site. Or we have recycling dumpsters on campus that you are more than welcome to use. If you are collecting it and would like to bring it to campus, we will be happy to process that for you. But there are a few locations. I do believe also behind Good Foods Co-op off of Southland Drive, shout out, love that place. They have some recycling roll-offs behind there that you can also dump off too. So, even if your recycling center doesn't, or you're not recycling, if your apartment complex doesn't have recycling, there are some locations throughout the city that you can drop that material off, and it can still get processed.
Great. Well, that's definitely some useful info. So write that down, folks. So you talked about what kind of things can be recycled, and are there any things in particular, like maybe kind of out there that you can't recycle or that you can that people don't know about other than what you've already talked about?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is just a shameless plug to also just a reminder, we don't recycle cups here on campus. That's probably one of our biggest contaminations is cups in the recycling stream. And it's always with good intent that people want to recycle their cups, but unfortunately we just can't right now. So one of the cool things about my job is I get to work in the hospital. And so the hospital generates a ton of waste. Rightfully so. I wouldn't want them reusing items in a surgery on another surgery, especially if it was me. So I understand the single use necessary at the hospital. I understand why they do it. But the nurses that are over there are awesome and they are so sustainability minded. And they're always looking for new things that they can recycle. And so we do have separate recycling set up for certain items that come out of the hospital. We have a large battery recycling program. There are areas of the hospital where I believe every 12 hours they have to change out the batteries, which kind of sounds crazy, but if my life was dependent upon a battery being changed out, I'd change that battery out. So we're just happy that we can provide those battery containers and recycle that. You know, we recycle x-ray film and we recycle the lead vests. They check those lead vests, and if they don't meet a certain criteria, then we're able to recycle that. And we recycle light bulbs and scrap metal. And so there are other things outside of the all-in-one general recycling. Please don't put light bulbs in the general recycling container. But we do have the opportunity to work with some really cool and interesting items, especially from the hospital, different types of plastics, different types of plastic bottles that once again, can't go in our recycling bin, but can go in its own recycling container. And then we have different vendors that will pick that up and recycle it. So it's always fun. It's always interesting. I think every time I go to a meeting over at the hospital, somebody brings me a different item that they want to try and recycle. And it's always a new challenge to figure out if we can make it work. And we do our best to accommodate.
Yeah, that's cool. I remember when I was in high school, I was a they're not called candy stripers, but I was a volunteer at Duke University Hospital, and I worked in the sterile processing department sometimes, and just the amount of tools that go into surgical procedures, it's crazy. And so I always think it's interesting that the Student Sustainability Council, which is the body that distributes this environmental stewardship fee, we actually do see a diversity of projects, not just from, you know, NRES majors or people who would typically consider themselves environmentalists, but just recently we had a project from the School of Pharmacy, and they wanted to replace some of their stickers on their the different tanks, or I don't know how it works, but they basically had quite a small monetary investment, and it was able to both save the university energy and also to reduce their emissions. So again, I'm not 100% sure of the technical details of that project because I'm not a pharmacy or science person, but that was a really cool thing. And just, you know, something to think about if you're not somebody who would consider yourself an environmentalist, there's still opportunities for you to make those small changes, and no matter what industry you're in.
Absolutely. Completely agree. That sounds awesome. And the nurses are actually working on a sustainability submission too. So hopefully hopefully UK Healthcare will soon be a recipient of an SSC grant.
I hope so. I would encourage everybody to apply. So what else do you want listeners to know about Recycling Week, or I guess about recycling in general, if we didn't already cover it, although we seem to cover quite a lot of stuff?
There's always a lot that happens with recycling. I think a lot of people wonder, like, how do you do, you know, 8 hours a day with recycling? It's like, I can do more than 8 hours a day with recycling. I think with this week, what we are trying to do is empower people to understand that you have a say in what happens to your waste, not only in whether you recycle or not, but also in your purchases. You know, think about how you are purchasing material. When you purchase something, what is the end game for that material? Where is it going to go? Are you going to be able to donate it? Are you going to be able to recycle it? Or is it going to have to be thrown away? So that's always a challenge for me. As a mom of a one-year-old, I find myself buying things that is like, what am I going to do when he's done playing with this? And it's the same for college students, right? So when you go to the store and you purchase something, what's going to happen to it when you're done? We love recycling, but donating items is always a good thing too. The three R's are in an order for a reason. We want to see reduce, reuse, and then recycle. So if there's a way that we can reduce our overall consumption, reduce what we're purchasing, that's going to be the best option. If we can't, then let's think about purchasing things that can then be reused, give them a second life. And if that's not an option, then let's go ahead and recycle it. That's going to, once again, give it a second life, but not in the same way that it would be as the reuse item. And so we try and do that as an Office of Recycling. We try to reduce, reuse, and recycle. And like I had mentioned, the America Recycles Day campaign this year, their hashtag is Be Changed, Be Recycled, where they want people to start thinking about purchasing items that are made up with recycled content. On the university, we are on campus, we have paper that has recycled content to it. As the Office of Recycling, we purchase our promotional giveaways with recycled content in them. So our fun recycled sunglasses are made from recycled plastic bottles. And then our t-shirts that we're giving away, if you take the pledge to recycle, are made from recycled plastic bottles as well. So we try and practice what we preach. We don't want to just point our fingers and tell everybody to do this and do that and then not do it ourselves. We want to set the example and show people that, yeah, sometimes it can be hard, but it's definitely worthwhile.
Okay, awesome. Well, folks, you heard her talk about some of the events, and now you know that they know where to go for those events, right? If not, you can kind of just reiterate that.
Yeah. So once again, we'll be at Whitehall tomorrow from 11 to 2, and then we will be at the 90 from 11 to 2. We will have our pledges. We're asking people to take a pledge. And if you take the pledge, you get one of our cool I Recycle at UK t-shirts made from recycled plastic bottles. And it's really hard to miss us. Like I said, we've got our giant 6-foot letters that are out there. So you'll see us, I promise. And if you can't make it to one of those stops, you can always check out our website, recycleblue.uky.edu. And we have an online pledge. So if you take the online pledge, we will send you or deliver a t-shirt to you. So even if you can't get to us in person, we can still get your pledge online and get you one of those cool t-shirts.
All right, cool. Well, I just want to give our listeners another reminder that if funding from the SSC is something that you're interested in, or if you heard Joanna talk about recycling and you just had a fire lit within you and you just want to get out and do something about sustainability, the SSC is holding a workshop tomorrow night. It's going to be from 6 to 8 in the 90, room 219. So
you should go.
Going to be an event that's open to the public. So just wanted to make people aware of that. And that event is going to be helping people to develop their proposals, learn more about opportunities within the SSC, and how you can turn your idea into a reality. Well, Joanna, it was great having you. I really appreciated getting to talk to you about Recycling Week.
Thank you so much. Loved being here.
All right. We are going to take a short break, and then we will come back to the music.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to wrfl.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.